AircheckDownloads.com.
The sound.
The
sound. The sound of Berkshire.
Phil Mercer at breakfast.
BBC Radio Berkshire.
BBC Radio Berkshire with Shania Twain and Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Phil Mercer at breakfast.
BBC Radio Berkshire.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday, the 15th of August. Going to be another hot day today, hotter than yesterday, and sunnier than yesterday as well. Although I managed to get some sunshine, had a nice afternoon, sat by the river in a pub garden. I mean, what better way of spending the day? Okay, on the show today, we are absolutely going to mark the 80th anniversary of VJ Day, the day that finally brought World War II to a conclusion. And at that moment, the Royal Berks 2nd Battalion were fighting in Burma. And so it concluded their war as well. Obviously, it took a while for them all to come back here to Berkshire, but a significant moment for the world, 80 years ago today. Lots of other things to talk about on the show as well. We will focus on another war, unfortunately, the one in Ukraine, because there might also be a significant moment for that today. And the Ukrainians sort of sit back and watch and see what's happening to them as the United States President Trump meets with Russian President Putin in Alaska to discuss them. So we'll find out a little bit about that and speak to some Ukrainians here in Berkshire about how they're feeling about the whole thing. Also on the show, we're going to do a top 10. About half past, I'll get this underway properly, but you can get a sneak advantage in and have a think about it. Today we're going to do old tech. Old tech. You know, the kind of things that we used to have back in the day and no longer have. We kiss them goodbye because, you know, technology moved on. That kind of thing. Have a think. What did you used to have around your house 30, 40 years ago that is no longer here today? You can WhatsApp that kind of thing through to 08000 321 333. Start with the word Barks. It's BBC Radio Berkshire with the Proclaimers. BBC Radio Berkshire with the Proclaimers, and I'm going to be 500 miles. Okay, a very good morning to you. Welcome to The Breakfast Show. And to the Wokingham Charity has put out on its social media a plea. Bit of progress on this. They're desperate to find a new home. We're talking about the cow shed here. It left its Winnersh HQ, the Winnersh Triangle storage unit that it has, not its HQ, but it uses that storage unit to do some really significant stuff, preparing and sorting 2,500 gifts for children at Christmas. So yesterday I had a chance to chat to Becky Russell, operations manager, who told me how the community is rallying around it.
The response and the social media response and the community response has honestly been phenomenal.
AircheckDownloads.com.